Hey, good morning. 184 of the Playhouse of the Morning, where it is a Flush the Format Friday as we enter a Friday fill in the blank. Basically, just finish this sentence at 237 at text 35270. One time I was so tired that I blank. One time I was so tired that I blank. Amy K.
This was, I think, last week. I was so tired, and I don't know, I had slept good, but I think it's when I had been taking some cold medicine. I couldn't even function. I was hunched over at my desk. I was going to take a nap on the floor in my office. I felt that I couldn't even drive home. I was that tired. I laid down on the floor in my office.
And so did you just lay down, or did you actually like sleep in there on that floor?
I couldn't sleep, but I laid down and I thought, I need to bring a pillow here. I already have blankets. I need a pillow. I probably could have took a nap if I had a pillow.
That's awesome.
I love Charlie's laugh from Relationship Rep, so I have separated it. I'm keeping this forever.
Yeah, that was a long laugh at the end of that.
It's
That's
so
awesome.
Good.
Did you ever get rid of your couch, your other couch?
Oh, don't bring that up. Yeah, I brought it to the dump, and I think I made a lot of people upset.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say that if you just remove all the stuff in the one corner, you could have brought that in there and you'd have a place to sleep, kind of like Scotch got a couch.
Oh, I should have kept just like the Chase lounge part and just kept that part. And I could have put it against the wall and it would hide me. No one knew I would take a nap there. Yes.
Take a little nappy nap. One time I was so tired that I blank. Joel D.
Oh, I did a road trip from Florida all the way back to South Dakota one time, nonstop. And I can't remember, it's like probably 20-some hour drive plus. And I drank so many rock stars, Red Bulls, 5-hour energies. And then when it was in the wintertime too, so I was down in Florida, it was warm. I got up here and I was feeling gas and I went and took a deep breath. And I could just feel the gums had rotted away from drinking so much sugar. And it hurt. Like, it literally felt like I had a cavity in my entire mouth.
Think of my teeth hurt. I know. Just thinking about it.
Deep breath of cold air on all of my teeth. Like, I literally felt like it ate the enamel away or something. And same thing. I was like, it was just super sleepy. And I was just like, trying to stay awake. And then I ended up pulling over at a rest area. I think it was somewhere outside of like Kansas City. And I was like, I'm just going to take a quick nap here and just to kind of like not be crazy. And I took a nap, woke up, but then I was like, I overslept. And I just like jumped into the front seat and started driving. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was like,
Where am I going?
Yeah. And I'm trying to drive and I'm like on this bridge and there's traffic everywhere. And it's like, I shouldn't have been. It was almost like drunk driving. I shouldn't have been. But then my heart was pumping and I'm like, I'm late. I wasn't even late for anything. But I was just already hopped up on energy drinks and trying to take a nap. It just didn't work out very well.
Someone said, I love Charlie's laugh. That makes you laugh feel good.
I'm never deleting this. I love his laugh so hard. Honestly, it makes me laugh every time.
It does. I think he was just so happy that somebody was on Team Charlie. You know, I was like trying to help him out so much. I was like, this dude said... the wife's sister. I'm sorry, Charlie. Your laugh is the best. We tried to help you as best we could.
One time I was so tired that I blank. Hello.
I fell asleep while going to the bathroom.
So you're like sitting on the toilet then?
Yeah, you know, this is really embarrassing. I have a new baby and the baby went to sleep and I finally had a minute to like go to the bathroom by myself. And I know that like... everybody does this. It's still embarrassing to talk about. But you know how you're like, look on your phone while you're going to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. I ended up like just reading this article. And next thing I knew, my husband was like knocking on the door. And I realized I had fallen asleep because I was so exhausted.
The one time, and it was college, and but you can imagine what I was doing, that I was sitting on the toilet and so out of it. But I like passed out on the toilet and like fell in between like the sink and the toilet.
No.
That's a terrifying moment. You feel like you're in a cold coffin.
That's a bad spot to be, too, because there's a lot of splash back there.
You just thump back there, and you're just like,
And then you just, did you lay there for a while, or you woke up from there?
I think I remember waking up to just, like, squish behind the couch. Not couch, the sink and the toilet.
And the toilet, that is, especially on some bathrooms, that's a tight squeeze.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it feels like a coffin, I suppose. One time, I was so tired that I blanked. 237, it's text 35270. Simply and quickly.
That's the best laugh ever.
It's Playhouse 194. Fill in the blank. One time I was so tired that I something. 237, it's text 35270.
I passed out while having
That's not really an opportune time to fall asleep.
Yeah, and it really, honestly, you never believe that it's going to happen to you. I mean, who would ever fall asleep when they're having but it was 24 hours of just going and going, and we just kept it moving. And then one of us had to pass out. I mean, it's no joke.
I know you didn't mean that quite how I chose to hear it, I guess.
That is, if that...
24 hours.
Yeah. That's how I took it, though.
Exaggeration.
I mean, it was a busy day.
Yeah. Exaggeration. Yeah, I know. That's a long day. And if that's the kind of man you got, good for you, girl.
Yikes. You seen some texts and one time I fell asleep. One time I was so tired that I completely answered my question wrong.
Someone said, I was so tired that I tried to use my badge to get into my own home. Someone else said, one time after a wild night out, I fell asleep sitting on a chair with my shoes on. I'd also have fallen asleep on the floor at work a few times. I do have a pillow and blanket at work just in case. Someone said, I've fallen asleep in the bathtub. And someone else said, when I was a new mom, I totally fell asleep on the toilet, too. I've accidentally left the cheese out in the cupboard. Someone else said, put the crackers in the fridge. I've also put my hair up without realizing, waking up with my hair up, and I always go to sleep with my hair down.
One time, I was so tired that I blank.
That I fell asleep once while driving.
While car's moving, you're driving this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, how's that go?
Yeah, I hit the shoulder and it woke me back up, but it scared the crap out of me. I actually pulled over the side of the road and I was sleeping and a cop came and knocked on my glass. And he was like, what are you doing here? I was like, I just pulled over because I was tired. He goes, you've been drinking? I go, no, not at all. I haven't been drinking at all. He goes, well, you can't just pull over the shoulder like this on a freeway. I'm like, well, I get that. It's like it was a four-lane freeway, but I don't think you want me driving and smashing into somebody. He goes, well, if you're okay to drive now, I need you to drive. So I had pulled over the side of the road and slept for like 2 hours.
Yeah, go to the holiday, get you your sip and saves what you need to do. Get some caffeine in you.
I had one of my buddies that I played poker with. He would literally fall asleep in his car in his parking lot because he'd be so exhausted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just like, he'd be like, I'd sleep until it was, you know, light. And I was like, how do you do that? I'd like wake up cramped up. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Here it comes. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Cause I can't do this on my own. That's the worst feeling ever, though. When I used to work overnights and you just get that nod, even driving home from work, you know, it's like you work midnight to 8 and it's 8 a.m. and you're driving and you're just like, and you're just dozing off and you only have to drive like 10 blocks home. And it's literally that sinking feeling is the worst when you're driving.
It reminds me of in the office when he's wearing sunglasses and then he wakes up startled and he's like, oh, these sunglasses are so dark. I fell asleep.